Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today...
I'm Tracy Carroll, and I am a member of the American Legion Post 122 family, a member of the auxiliary.
The American Legion Post, the actual 122s in Burnsville, is that right?
Yes, but it includes Mitchell County and Madison.
Yeah, as well. It's almost Veterans Day, and I think of the American Legion, and somehow a little flower comes into my mind, a poppy. So would you take a minute to tell us about poppies and what the story is?
Well, yes, I'm one of those people that stand around outside with a fistful of poppies.
Yeah.
Artificial poppies, of course. And distribute them for donations. I think it's interesting how this got started. And most people don't know, but I went ahead and researched it because that's what I love to do. It started with one battle and one soldier, and that soldier writing what he saw. Now, this took place in May of 1915.
That was World War One.
World War One.
Okay.
World War One had been in session for about 6 months, and it was horrible. And there was this little town in the Flanders province in Belgium, and it was called Ypres. And there had been a battle there, but things had quieted down a bit. But with the battle, there was just rubble everywhere. And the rubble got into the topsoil, and there was a lot of lime, and hardly anything would grow. There was nothing that would grow but the poppies. And they just sprang up everywhere. But in May of 1915, a Canadian soldier and his unit were sent to Ypres. And that soldier was John McCrae. And when John got there, he looked around and he saw that there had definitely been a battle there before. And he was looking around and he saw all the poppies. And it was shortly after that that the second battle on the same grounds began. And it was a terrible thing. John's unit, they had a line that they had to defend. And the line next to them was held by the French. And that was the first time that chemical warfare had been used, and it was used against the French. The battle lasted for 17 days, and John said that they never even ever took their clothes off, their shoes off, anything for 17 days, but they managed to hold the line. And at the end of the battle, John came out, and one of his best friends had been killed. Now, John was enlisted as a gunner, but he was a medical doctor as well, but he felt that he needed to fight on the main line. So he did, but he was also their medical man. And his friend had been killed, and he performed the funeral service for him. And after that, he went and he sat in the back of an ambulance, and he started to write a poem, because for his whole life he had written poems. And he wrote this poem, and if it's all right, I'll read it to you.
Please do.
The name of the poem is In Flanders Fields. In Flanders fields the poppies grow between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place. And in the sky the larks still bravely singing fly, scarce heard among the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved. And now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from failing hands we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders fields. World War One was a terrible time, and that poem somehow got out to the public, and it immediately became kind of a battle cry. And so for over 100 years, the red poppy has been recognized worldwide as the symbol of remembrance for those who gave their lives in battle for their country. By the time it was, let's see, World War One was from 1914 to 1918. By 1920, it had become the official flower of the American Legion. By 1924, folks like me were out on the streets distributing poppies for donations. And during that time period, Congress designated the Friday before Memorial Day as Poppy Day. And that's true all over the world. They have Remembrance Day and Poppy Days. This last year, the American Legion Auxiliary, with their poppies, their donations, they received more than $5.5 million. And all of that money goes to support the needs of veterans and their families. In the United States, we have kind of changed or enhanced the meaning of the poppy to include all of those who have served in the military. Now, what we do in our little post with the donations we receive, every penny that gets received is spent on veterans and their families. So what we do this particular time of year, we give gifts to all of the veterans who are in hospice care. And we're blessed in this area to have two wonderful not-for-profit hospices with Hospice of the Blue Ridge. And it was Hospice of Yancey County, and now I believe it's Compassionate Care.
Yeah, it is.
So we are really blessed with those two organizations. Also, around Christmas time, we take and we purchase gifts for all the veterans in the area who are in nursing homes and in assisted living. This group is a blessing to me and a blessing to so many other people. But I just wanted you to know something about the poppies, because
yeah.
People will come up to us and say, what's this with poppies?
That's just a wonderful story. I'm glad you shared that with us. Will there be an opportunity that we can get a poppy or make a donation?
But usually we're standing out somewhere with a fistful of poppies.
So just watch for them.
Just watch for us. And I hope to come back maybe with one of the gentlemen and let you know what's going on with the American Legion in this area.
I think that would be wonderful. You're always welcome anytime. You just let me know when you want to come, okay?
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much again to our guest today, Tracy Carroll of the American Legion Post 122 that serves Yancey, Madison, and Mitchell counties. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.